glorious to assembled devotees. All glorious to assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashta Prayesha Badreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 22. The Descendants of Ajamida, text number 49. Sunitaha Satyajit Atha Vishwajit Yat Ripunjayaha Barhadrataha Cha Bhupalaha Bhavayaha Sahasravatsaram Sunitaha Satyajit Atha Vishwajit Yat Ripunjayaha Barhadratascha Bhupala Bhavayaha Sahasravatsaram Sunitaha Satyajit Atha Vishwajit Yat Ripunjayaha Barhadratascha Bhupala Bhavayaha Sahasravatsaram Matajis. Sunitaha. From Subala will come Sunita. Satyajit, Satyajit, Atha, from him, Vishwajit, from Vishwajit, Yat, from whom, Ripunjayaha, Ripunjaya, Barhadrataha, all in the line of Brahadrata, Cha, also, Bhupala, all those kings, Bhavayaha, will take birth. Sahasravasram, continuously for 1,000 years. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. From Subala will come Sunita, from Sunita Satyajit, from Satyajit Vishwajit, and from Vishwajit Ripunjaya, and all these personalities will belong to the dynasty of Brihadratha, which will rule the world for 1,000 years. Purport. This is the history of monarchy that began with Jarasandha and continues for 1,000 years as the above mentioned kings appear on the surface of the globe. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descendants of Ajamida. We'll cover some more verses. I'll just read out translations. Verse number 33. My dear King Parikshit, your father Abhimanyu was born from the womb of Subhadra as a son of Arjuna. He was the conqueror of all Atiratas, those who could fight with 1,000 charioteers. From him, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Virat Raja, you were born. Text number 34. After the Kuru dynasty was annihilated in the battle of Kurukshetra, you also were about to be destroyed by the Brahmastra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, you were saved from death. Verse number 35. My dear King, your four sons Janmejaya, Shrutasena, Bhimsena and Ugrasena are very powerful. Janmejaya is the eldest. Because of your death by the Takshaka snake, your son Janmejaya will be very angry and will perform a sacrifice to kill all the snakes in the world. After conquering throughout the world and after accepting Tura, the son of Kalasha, as his priest, Janmejaya will perform Ashwamedha Yajnas, for which he will be known as Turaga Medasat. The son of Janmejaya, known as Shatanika, will learn from Yajnavalkya the three Vedas and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Krupacharya and the transcendental science from the sage Shaunaka. The son of Shatanika will be Sahasranika, and from him will come the son named Ashwamedhaja. From Ashwamedhaja will come Asimra Krishna, and his son will be Nemi Chakra. When the town of Hastinapura is inundated by the river, Nemi Chakra will live in the place known as Kaushambi. His son will be celebrated as Chitraratha, and the son of Chitraratha will be Shuchiratha. From Shuchiratha will come the son named Vrishtiman, and his son Shushena will be the emperor of the entire world. The son of Shushena will be Sunita. His son will be Nrukakshu, and from Nrukakshu come named Suchinala. The son of Sukinala will be Paripalva, and his son will be Shunaya, and from Shunaya will come a son named Medhavi. From Medhavi, Rupanjaya, and from Rupanjaya, Durva, and from Durva, Timi. From Timi will come Brihadratha, from Brihadratha, Sudasa, and from Sudasa, Shatanika, and from Shatanika will come Durdamana, and from him will come son named Mahinara. The son of Mahinara will be Dandapani, and his son will be Nimi, from whom King Kshemaka will be born. I have now described to you the moon god's dynasty, which is the source of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, and is worshipped by demigods and great saints. In this age, Kali Yuga, Kshemaka will be the last monarch. Now I shall describe to you the future of Magadha dynasty. Please listen. Sahadeva, the son of Jarasandha, will have a son named Marjari. From Marjari will come Shutashrava. From Shutashrava, Yutayu. And from Yutayu, Niramitra. The son of Niramitra will be Sunakshatra, and from Sunakshatra will come Brihatsena, and from Brihatsena Karmajit. The son of Karmajit will be Shutanjaya. The son of Shutanjaya will be Vipra, and his son will be Shuchi. The son of Shuchi will be Kshema. The son of Kshema will be Subrata. And the son of Subrata will be Dharma Sutra. And from the Dharma Sutra will come Sama. And from Sama, Dhyumatsena. And from Dhyumatsena, Sumati. And from Sumati, Subala. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamshta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamshcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I really don't know what to speak on this verse. Yesterday, there is a mention of Manipur king and Arjuna, Babru Vahana and all that. So he covered something and then I will narrate more about that story of Babru Vahana and Arjuna, right? My favorite hero in Mahabharata. So, many devotees are given classes, but somehow the birth of Pandavas and Duryodhana was not completely narrated. So, Prabhupada said, Krishna will be more pleased if you talk about Pandavas than Krishna himself. Right? So, it is very auspicious speak about Pandavas, because Narada Muni, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he heard the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, he was described as the greatest devotee, Vaishnava. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, chance I have. You know, what are we? Then Narada Muni said, you are not ordinary person. Narada Muni says that, my dear Yudhishthir, you are so glorious. Your brothers are so glorious. Your entire Vamsha is so glorious. That the sages, great sages, who are effulgent like sun, but for many people, for ordinary people, they are very difficult to sight them. Very difficult for ordinary people to take darshan of all these sages. But they roam around in Hastinapur and they, they just walk around in your palaces because they have a slight hope that if they roam around your palace, they may get a chance to have a glimpse of Lord Shri Krishna, who is so obliged to become your messenger, your servant, your well-wisher, chariot driver of Arjuna, like that. So, this Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, so they are so glorious, and especially Arjuna. One devotee was blaming Krishna that you are being very partial to Arjuna. Why like that? Then Krishna said, oh, you think like that? Why I am so favorable to Arjuna? Then he said, okay, you want to know? Then yes. Then Krishna took the devotee to the palace of Arjuna. At that time Arjuna was sleeping, and then he told the devotee, please keep your ears to the body of Arjuna. So when he kept up his ears to the body of Arjuna, he was hearing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna being chanted from all the pores of his body, like that. So once Sri Vyasadeva, he was very tired, feeling very thirsty, feeling very hungry. He walked from a long distance. Then he met, that time he entered the palace of Maharaj Dhritarashtra. At that time, Gandhari, she gave him water, she gave him food, and then she fanned him. Then she served him very nicely. Then Vyasamuni became very pleased with her, and then he said, yeah, you want anything from me? She said, I want 100 sons, you know, who are equal like my husband. Then Vyasamuni said, by my benediction, very soon you will get 100 sons. Then she became pregnant, and then she carried the embryo for 2 years. So meanwhile, on a very auspicious day, Kunti Maharani gave birth to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So because of this palace politics, Gandhari became very envious of Kunti, and then doubting the benediction of Vyasadeva, she hit her stomach very hard, and that one piece of flesh came out. And then she was very, very sorry. Then she was planning to destroy the mound of flesh. At that time, Vyasamuni came to know and immediately came running, said, what are you doing? Don't you have faith in my benediction? Then he said, even parihas ke liye bhi, means even jokingly also, I never tell a lie. Why did you think that, you know, my benediction will go waste? You know, then he said, you told to bring 100 pots. Then he cut them into 100 pots. Actually, Gandhari had a very secret desire to have one daughter also. So when they were cutting equal parts, one small pot was left out. So 101 parts. So her daughter was Dushchala. So at that time, after 2 years, then they filled the pot with ghee. And they said, keep, you know, wetting this, you know, flesh, you know, like that. So, angushta saman means a thumb-sized flesh pieces. They were actually preserved. And after 2 years from those parts, first test tube babies. Right? So, they were born. So, at that time, when Duryodhana was born, you know, there was a howl of donkeys started singing. Right? Very, very bad, you know. Donkeys started singing means very bad. Tufan will come. Actually, once one king wanted to appoint meteorologist for very high pay of, you know, income. Then one person commented, why are you paying so much money? My donkey will do better service. You know, donkeys have a special power. They come to know when the typhoon is coming, cyclone is coming, and they behave in a particular way. And the dobis come to know that now typhoon is coming, so they will vacate the bank of rivers, like that. Anyway, so but donkey's brain is very inauspicious. And then all the meat-eating animals, they were howling and shouting and all that. Jackals, foxes, dogs and all that. So, everywhere. And then meteors were falling. Meteors, you know, falling. Like that. So, at that time, Dhritarashtra Maharaj, he was very grief-stricken. He said, what is all these inauspicious conditions? Now, Yudhishthir was very qualified and all, but what about my son? Will he stand a chance to become a king? Then, all the Brahmanas along with Vidura, they advised him that, my dear king, you know, this son of yours when he was born, so many inauspicious signs emanated. So you better kill him. You will have only 99 sons, but your entire clan will be saved, like that. So there is a very famous verse. Chajet desham, kulasyarte, gramasyarte, kulam tyajet, gramam janapadasyarte, atmarte, prithvim tyajet. So it is very important in order to save one kul, caste, you can renounce, parityag, one person, right? In order to protect one village, you can reject, you can give up one kul, one caste group. In order to protect the country, one can give up the one village. And in order to save oneself, you can give up the whole world. Right? So, it is very important for all of us to know this, like that. Then, that is the story, but Dhritarashtra Maharaj did not hear. That is why the entire clan was destroyed. So later on, all of you know, it is very important. Pandu Maharaj, he was going for a hunting, which he was very fond of. So there he saw two deers mating, and then he released an arrow, and then that deer was actually a muni. It's a very great secret. Once Rasrajbhu explained that why these rishis they took the form of the deer and doing mating business. He said that actually this mating business is meant for animals. So these rishis are actually ashamed to do that act, but they wanted to do it. So out of shame, they took the form of animals, because animals are meant for that. Animals like that. But kala prerit, like that. So then that Muni, Kindamu Muni, told Pandu Maharaj, they said, you are born in a very great Kuru dynasty. How you became so degraded? You became influenced by Kama and Krodha. Then he said, always remember, buddhi karma anusari, means our intelligence works according to our karma, right? Prarabdha karma only influences all our activities, and then nobody can overcome prarabdha karma very easily unless somebody performs intense pure devotional service. We cannot overcome prarabdha karma like that. And then Pandu Maharaj said, it's not improper for us to kill an animal. Then Kindamu Muni said, no, for all the living entities, the greatest pleasurable activity is istri sangha, association with the woman. Out of shame, I took the form of an animal, but doing it, even a most sensible person, even Yamaraj also, waits. Suppose Yamadutas, they come, and somebody's time has come, and they are engaging in this sense enjoyment, they will wait, it seems. So even Yamaraj also doesn't disturb. You are worse than Yamaraj. Whatever you have done to me, in return, you will not get Brahmahatya Pap, because you don't know that I was a Brahmana. But definitely, I am cursing you, that whenever you want to do this activity with your Priya wife, you will also die, like that. And then Pandu Maharaj, he retired, he wanted to take sannyas. Kunti Maharani said, there is one more ashrama where you can live with your wives also, and then practice renunciation. Then they went to Satashringa Parvat, and then they were practicing austerities and penance. And then the sages nearby, some people were treating him like his their own brother, some rishis were treating him like their own son. Like that, he won the hearts of all the sages. Once he came to know that they were all going to Brahmaloka, for a visit. And then the Pandu Maharaj said, I will also come with you. Then they all said, you know, beyond this, you know, our Vrindavan, our Badrinath Dham is there, that Managram is there. From Managram, if you walk 12 kilometers, there is Alkapuri. Right? That is the last village of India. There, all the treasures and everything was there, but you know, you cannot go. It is just 12 kilometers only. Because one devotee was explaining, fifth kind of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that, you know, this world exists in different dimensions. Right? First dimension, second dimension. So we are in three-dimensional sphere. And then people in three-dimensional sphere, they cannot interact with people in four-dimensional sphere. Unless they do some tapasya, something like that. So this Alkapuri, even though is existing on the same plane, like us, just 12 kilometers from Badrinath, still we cannot go there because it is Durgama for ordinary people. Like that. He said, you cannot come, my dear king, because there are so many, all these Deva, Gandharva, Yaksha, you know, Apsaras and all, they come here for Vihar, for enjoyment. And then they said, you know, you can see hundreds and hundreds of aeroplanes, you know, stationed in the sky, because all the devatas, they come in these aeroplanes like that. So you cannot come, and then your wives to abhi mari jayenge. I know they will just die now only, so you don't come. Then he said, without a son, then he said, there every man is born with five runas, pitru runa and all this, you know, deva runa, all this stuff, you know, manushya runa and all that. I have fulfilled all the other runas, but I could not fulfill pitru runa because I don't have sons. What will happen? Then they said, don't worry, we are actually forecasting that you will have very divine sons, you know, who will actually, you know, like that. Then later on, Pandu Maharaj requested Kunti Maharani that like this, niyoga paddhati, you know, engage with some brahmana and then produce son. Then Kunti Maharani said, no, not required. I have a special benediction from Durvas Muni. And then she did vrata, and then she invited Yamadharmaraj. Right? Then Yamadharmaraj came in the form of a ordinary human being. Then he asked, what do you want? Like this, I want a son who is actually religious, you know, like you, who is fixed in dharma. So there is a secret in this, right? Pandu Maharaj invited Dharmaraj first. You know, one acharya comments that actually, because later on Bhima and Arjuna are about to come. Bhima represents bala, strength, and Arjuna represents parakrama. And this bala and parakrama, many people Jarasandha and so many, you know, Duryodhan, they all had. But they didn't have dharma. So Pandu Maharaj thought, if this bala and parakrama follow in the footsteps of dharma, being protected by dharma, being led by dharma, then they will bring auspiciousness. That is why they first brought Dharmaraj. Then Pandu Maharaj said, if he is born from Yamadharmaraj, he will be, he will not be interested in only any kind of adharma, like that. So, then Yudhishthira Maharaj was born. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was born, there was a Pushpa Vrishti. You know, he appeared in some very nice, auspicious nakshatra. And then there was a Pushpa Vrishti. And then they said, your son will, you know, perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Your son will perform Rajasuya Yajna. Your son will be known all over the three worlds. You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he performed only three Ashwamedha Yajnas. And Indra performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. But it is said that Yudhishthira Maharaj's yash, you know, glories are sung all over the universe, even in Brahmaloka also. Just because, even though he performed only three Ashwamedha Yajnas, but he is more famous, more popular than Indra, who performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, like that. So, then he said, you know, for every, you know, bala is required, you know, then he said, you request Vayudev. So from Vayudev, you know, Bhimsen was born. So Bhimsen, she wanted a son who is very strong in his body and who has a lot of strength, and then who has a body like Vajra. So it is described in Mahabharata that when Bhima was 10 days old, Kunti Maharani was keeping him on her lap, and then one tiger attacked, and then Pandu Maharaj released an arrow to kill that, and then in that hurry, she forgot that Bhima was on her lap. She just got up, and then Bhima fell. When Bhima, 10 days old boy, when Bhima fell, the mountains, stones, you know, rocks, you know, crushed into pieces. Just 10 days old boy, he was so strong, like that. Then when they wanted to have a son, you know, then Pandu Maharaj wanted a son who is Asaman Parakrama, means unparalleled hero, you know. Who will bring fame to the Pandu dynasty, you know, who will be like Lord Vishnu, like that. So then he said, Indra only, you know, who will be undefeated in the war, like that. So who will do that? Then he said, Indra. So before actually propitiating Indra, he did every day from Suryasta to Surya, Surya Uday to Suryasta, from sunrise to sunset. He was standing on one leg and he was doing tapasya. For many days he did. Then Indra came. Then, Kunti Maharaj, then he said, what do you want? He said, I want a son like you. You know. Then Indra, Kunti Maharani got a son. When Arjuna was born, you know, there was a joy all over the world. You know, Devatas, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Nagas, Apsaras, Yogis, all of them they assembled in the sky, and they shot flowers. They shot flowers. Then said, this boy, then they predicted what all he is going to do. You know, that he would please Indra, then he will get all the astras, you know, divine astras, and then he will please Lord Shiva in his war, and then he will get Pashupat Astra, he will kill Nivata Kavachas, he will help perform Ashwamedha Yajna, like that, so glories, and the whole world became very joyful when Arjuna was born, right? So, how many of you know what are the 10 names of Arjuna? Anybody knows? Huh? Arjuna, Jishnu, Falguna, Vijaya, Kiriti, Svetavahana, Vibhatsu, Vijaya, Krishna, Savyasachi, and Dhananjaya. Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yudhishthir, Bhimsen, and then Arjuna. You know, they have specific, Yudhishthir means, one who cannot be defeated in the war, one who is self-controlled, and all that. So, the glories of Sri Shankaracharya, commenting on some Upanishad, he commented that the happiness that we get is actually tuchya sukha, means very low grade in sense enjoyment. There is something called manushyananda, and there is something called gandharvananda, there is something called kinnarananda, there is something called devatananda, there is something called brahmananda. There is something called, Premananda, and there is something called Sevananda, right? So Manushyananda, Sri Shankaracharya says that only Yudhishthira Maharaj experienced Manushyananda. To experience Manushyananda, he has to be an emperor, Chakravarti, and he has to control all his senses, and then he should be very healthy in his body, and then it should be free from all desires. Then only we experience Manushyananda. So only Yudhishthira Maharaj got it. And all others we get only Tuchya Sukh. Right? And then Bhima, it means, Bala, very strong. You know, what is the meaning of Arjuna? Arjuna means white, Shukla. But there are four Krishnas in Mahabharata. One is Krishna, who is blackish, right? And then there is Vyasadeva, who is also blackish. Third one is Arjuna, who is also blackish, right? Krishna Sakha, like Kunti prayer, it comes. And then fourth one is Draupadi Krishna. Right? But why this name Arjuna is given? Because Arjuna means white, Shukla. Because Arjuna explains in Mahabharata only that I always do only Shukla activities, means white activities. Means I only do dharmic activities all the time. That's why I am known as Arjuna. Like that is the meaning of Arjuna. So meanwhile, Madri got two sons, you know, from Ashwini Kumaras, Nakula and Sahadeva, and all of you know. So now we'll go to the Ashwamedha Yajna being performed by, you know, Arjuna's role in that, you know, like that. So very interesting story from Mahabharata. Once there was a prince of Mahishmati. He is enjoying, surrounded by his princess and so many other beautiful young women. And then suddenly, a very beautiful horse, you know, enters the arena of the garden. Right? So, the princess, the queen of Pravira, she went and saw. There was a note fixed on the head of the horse. Right? Then he said, it is written that this horse belongs to Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is performing Ashwamedha Yajna. Right? So, if you know, if anybody, you know, catches this horse, please release it. Otherwise, you will cease to exist. Like that, it is written there. So, Madan Manjari, she looked at him, you know, King Pravira, you know, said, just by indication, you know, some husbands are like that. So, you know, oh, I have to capture the horse. Okay, he captured the horse. Then, when Arjuna, then suddenly there is a huge army led by Arjuna and Karna's son, Vrishaketu, entered the looking for the horse, right? Then immediately there was a fight. Then Arjuna immediately he released a few arrows and then wounded this Pravira. And then before he was about to kill this Pravira, his father Niladvaja entered the war and immediately he took him, he rescued him and took him along with him. And then he became so angry. Then he had one ultimate weapon, his son-in-law. Right? Then immediately he chanted some mantras. You know, he chanted some mantras. And then one very fiery weapon entered the hands of Niladvaja. You know, and then he released that arrow. When that arrow attacked the army of Pandavas, you know, everybody, the whole army got fire, you know, fire caught them, you know, they caught fire, and then everybody was, you know, getting burnt. Then Arjuna asked his Senapati, said, "What is this, you know, most powerful astra which I have not come across in through entire my life? What is this like that?" Then he revealed that actually this Niladvaja's wife was Jwala, and they had a daughter Swaha, and that Swaha was a very beautiful girl. And when the marriage was ceremony announced, she said, "I am not going to marry any of these human beings who have all defects." Then he said, "Okay, Devas." Then the Devas also she was rejecting. So when she saw the picture of Agni and heard about Agni, said, "I will marry him." Then Agni, they got married to Agni. And then when Agni wanted to marry this Swaha, Niladvaja put a condition that you have to stay in Mahismati and then you have to protect this kingdom. You know, yeah, in a form of an arrow, like that. Whenever I call, you should come and destroy the enemies. So that weapon, that Agni Astra only he released. Then Arjuna, he is a devotee of Krishna, and immediately he remembered Krishna. Then he invoked, he chanted one mantra. Right? And immediately Narayana Astra appeared. Right? So this Narayana Astra has no jawab. No like that. Once, you know, on the day when Dronacharya was killed, Ashwatthama became very, very angry. And he released this Narayana Astra. And then Krishna was there. And then it was coming, you know, emitting so many fire, so much, you know, huge fire like that. Then Krishna said, all of you bow down, bow down, bow down. You know, if you bow down and surrender, this Narayanastra cannot do, right? that was a weakness, you know. Sitaji also, you know, tells Ravan, you know, Rama is so great and he's a great warrior and all that, you know, but he has one weakness. He said, what? If somebody surrenders to him, even if his enemy also, he has to, to give shelter. So, you know, he has to forgive. Like that. So Bhima said, I am a Kshatriya. On the battlefield, I will not bow down to anybody. Then Narayanastra was coming, you know, to attack Bhima. Then Krishna said, you rascal, bow down. Nay, nay, I am a Kshatriya. Then Krishna, you know, forcibly caught him and then, you know, made him surrender. Then Narayanastra came near Bhima and then went away. Like that. Then immediately Arjuna got this astra in his hand and then he said, I am going to, you know, like that. And then immediately Agni understood. He is a devotee of Krishna. Then he said, no, 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 in front of Krishna, I cannot show my powers. I am surrendering. He said, Arjuna, I am very, very sorry. If you had released this Narayanastra before only, you know, no damage would have happened to your army. You know, why did you do that? They said, whatever. They said, okay, I am giving you benediction. Whoever has got burnt my fire, I will make them all right. And then when he went back to Niladvaja, Niladvaja thought that he had defeated Arjuna and came. He said, no, no, I cannot defeat Arjuna because he is blessed by Narayanastra. You better release the horse. Like that. His wife was a very fiery lady, Jwala. Right? Then she said, what nonsense, you know, why are you going to go and fight with him? Like that. When Niladvaja went and fought, Arjuna defeated. Then Arjuna made him a vassal, you know, slave and then took him like that. So Jwala became very angry. You know? Then she said, I will destroy Arjuna. Right? I will destroy Arjuna. Then she was walking, and then she when she reached the bank of Ganges, you know, when the she wanted to cross sitting in a boat, and then when she went, and then Ganges water touched her feet. Then she started abusing Ganges water, you know, with all ill names and all. Then all the villagers and all who are sitting in the same boat, they chastised Jwala, said, how dare, you know, Ganga is very pure water. How can you know, she is auspicious lady. How can you abuse waters like that? Then she continued to abuse. When in the middle of the journey, Ganga herself appeared, said, my dear Jwala, why are you abusing me like that? Then Jwala abused her again, on face, said, what, you know, you are a complete nonsense lady. You know, have you forgotten that you have killed seven of your sons by drowning them in Ganges? And then eighth son you gave to Maharaja Shantanu. And this rascal Arjuna, by tricks, you know, he killed him to die. And then you are so ashamed, you know, you are like that. Then Ganga became very angry. Said, okay, within 6 months time, Arjuna's head will be cut and will roll on the floor. Then Jwala was very satisfied, entered the water and died and became an arrow and entered into the archery of one very famous prince. Right? Like that. So meanwhile Krishna and Pradyumna also joined the this party. Like that. And then they had gone, when they were going to north, and you know, Arjuna reminiscing that, you know, I remember that once I was taking bath in the river and then suddenly I was pulled to some other place. And when I came to consciousness, I saw a very beautiful city. Like that. I was wondering where I am. And then there is one beautiful girl came, said, my name is Ulupi. You know, when I saw you taking bath, you know, Kamadeva attacked me. I am very attracted to you. You know, that is why I wanted to marry you. I will not marry anyone else except you. Right? You have to marry me. Like that. And then Arjuna also when he saw her, he became attracted. Then from them, they got a son. Right? I think Chitrangada? Huh? Iravan. And then Then the more they went, and then they went to Manipura, Manipura kingdom. And that king Chitravahana invited Arjuna, knowing his glories and all. And then when he saw, I think Chitrangada, right? Chitrangada, he became attracted to her. Then he wanted to, Arjuna wanted to marry Chitrangada. Then they said, we have a condition, rule that in our king, in our dynasty, Lord Shiva blessed us to have only one son. And now my turn is, I have only one daughter. So whoever is born, son is born to my daughter, he has to stay with me. So with that condition, like that. So their son was Babruvahana. Right? Babruvahana. So meanwhile, when they entered the this Manipura kingdom, along with the horse, Ashwamedha horse, then what happened? They said, horse was, bound, horse was caught, horse was caught. And he said, okay, who is this, like that. And then when Arjuna wanted to, get up and fight, and then, he saw one young boy, falling at his feet and crying. Then he said, who are you? Then he said, I am your son, Babruvahana. A mistake has happened. By mistake, we captured the horse. We did not know that it belonged to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Please forgive me that we have done a mistake. Like that, he was crying and begging that, like that. When Arjuna saw, he became very angry. He kicked him with his left foot. And then he went few furlongs away, fell under the tree, tumbling. And I said, what happened? He said, Babruvahana got his shock. Said, then he asked, why did you hit me? Said, how a kshatriya, was falling at the feet of another kshatriya, and begging. How you are claiming that you are my son? My blood is not flowing in your body. I think your mother must have slept with some vaishya or some sudra. That's why you must be born. Like that, he insulted him. When he heard that, Babruvahana became very, very angry. Then he got back the horse. Said, you will see whose blood is running in my body. Then he started fighting. Then Arjuna released one arrow. And then Babruvahana released another arrow. It got divided into two arrows. And then when again two arrows were still going forward to attack Babruvahana. And then again Babruvahana released one more arrow. Then the two arrows became four arrows. And then he's still going. And then he countered those four arrows. Then fifth arrow came. I hit him. And then he became unconscious. Then he got up. Said, what, Then he chanted some mantras and all. And then he started releasing so many arrows. All the soldiers of Arjuna, they were all killed. And only two were left. Arjuna and Vrishaketu. Right? Then meanwhile, a huge eagle came and sat on the head of Arjuna, exhibiting ill omens. Then Arjuna immediately understood that there's some calamity is, deathly calamity is going to come now. Yeah? So he told Vrishaketu, go back, and then you tell, Yudhishthir Maharaj, like this happened. You go back. Vrishaketu said, I am not going to run away from the battlefield. Whatever, I will fight. And then, this Babruvahana released one arrow and cut the head of Vrishaketu, son of Karna. And then Arjuna started crying. Babruvahana became more angry. He was seething with rage that he insulted his mother. Like that, he took another arrow, and then before Arjuna could react, he released such an arrow aiming at Arjuna's neck, and then it cut off. Just exact happened on Ekadasi day, just immediately after 6 months after Ganga cursed. And that arrow was Jwala, who became that Jwala became an arrow and then entered the arrows of Babruvahana and using that arrow, and then Jwalavana is satisfied that she took revenge against Arjuna. Then after all these things happened, then Babruvahana came to his senses. Then he said, now what have I done? Right? What have I done? And then he started crying, lamenting. Then meanwhile, Ulupi and Chitrangada, they came. When they saw the dead body of Arjuna, they started crying that you rascal, you are not our son. Then he tried to touch their feet and beg forgiveness. That you know, murderer of your father, don't touch our, you know, we don't want to touch you and all that. Right? And then they said, Babruvahana also was very grief-stricken. They said, okay, arrange three pyres. You know, all three, because they then Ulupi and Chitrangada, they said, we want to die along with like that. So then Babruvahana said, I will also enter. So like that. Then they said no. Then Ulupi said, don't worry. King of Sesha, you know, has one jewel who can bring back life of a dead person. So, but it is under the protection of personal protection of King Sesha. He is in his hair. You go and, you know, if you can bring that jewel and touch the body of Arjuna, then he will come back to life. Said Babruvahana, said, okay, come, let us attack Nagaloka. Ulupi said, communication with dialogues and, you know, peaceful process, if you can, you know, approach somebody, you know, by war, you know. Then she called one of his assistants, Pundarika. You go and request King Sesha, you know, if he can spare that jewel for some time. So King Sesha had good dealings with human beings. Then while going, Pundarika, he bit Arjuna's body and Vrishaketu's body very badly. And then Ulupi said, what are you doing? He said, no, don't worry. The human bodies, they decay very fast. I injected anti-decay venom in their bodies. So by the time I come, please preserve their bodies and the head. We can attach and bring them back to life. So when he approached King Sesha, he said, okay. But he said, you know, let me consult my assistants also. So when he consulted Dhritarashtra, another Naga king, he said, you know, these human beings, they will not respect, you know, they will kill all of our, you know, snakes and all. This Garuda will steal this jewel and will attack us like that. Don't give. You know? Then they said, Dhritarashtra, he said, no, we are not going to give. And then Pundarika came and told, okay, if you don't know, I have a way. Come, let us attack. So he attacked. Then he killed millions of snakes. You know, he chanted Mayurastra. Right? Peacock weapons came. Peacock arrows came. Millions and millions of peacocks. And they started eating peacocks. Then Pipilikastra. Pipilikastra means antastra. He released antastra on Dhritarashtra. You know, so many millions of ants started eating the body of Dhritarashtra. You know? Then he released Mongoose Astra. You know? Mongoose Astra. And then Mongoose started eating so many snakes. Then they all surrendered. Take this jewel. Like that. Then Dhritarashtra, this king Dhritarashtra, became very upset. And he had two sons, Dushtabuddhi and Duswabhava. Two sons. You know, like this. You reach and then steal the head of Arjuna. How they will bring back life? Like that. So they came to underground way to Manipura. And then when they were, meanwhile Babruvahana reached, Babruvahana, they are all very happy. You know, I got the jewel. In this hurry, they did not notice this Dushprabhava and all that. They stole, you know, the head of Arjuna. Said, where is the head? Right? So there is no head. And then immediately they all prayed to Krishna. Krishna came along with Pradyumna, Bhimsen, Kunti Maharani. Krishna said, if at all I am a Satyavadi, if I am a truthful person, if at all I have never broken any regulative principles, any religious principles. No? These two guys who have stolen Arjuna's head, you know, immediately die. And then Arjuna's head should fly back. like that. And immediately Arjuna's head flew back. Then Krishna took the jewel and touched the body of Vrishaketu, and then Vrishaketu came back to life. And then again after that he touched the body of Arjuna, and then Arjuna also came back. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then immediately Krishna embraced Arjuna and said, then Babruvana became very ashamed. Then he said, I am very sorry, like that. So Krishna said, it is not your mistake. Yeah, it is not your mistake. Actually, Arjuna, even though, you know, this rolling of the head, you know, fighting is your responsibility, but the getting, the Arjuna's head getting caught, cut, and then rolling on the floor, you know, he's by the influence of divine powers. You know, this happened to show that a warrior like Arjuna also, a great person like Arjuna also, if he speaks insensitively about a woman, insulting a woman, you know, and doubting the chastity of the woman, you know, so he has to go through this deathly punishment and come back. Like that. So don't worry, all these things. So this is the story of Babruvahana. Then all is well that ends well. Right? Happy family photo, Leliya, sab log. Like that. So Maharaj, you know, this Manipur, Prabhupada always praised that these Manipuri kings, that they are very great Vaishnavas. He told Narottam Das Thakur, he preached Krishna consciousness in that is why in Manipur all the most of them they put tilak, right? Most of them put tilak. Then he requested Shri Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj to make this completely Vaishnava state, right? The king of Manipur, they established temples in Vrindavan and Navadvip. Gopalji came in the dream of that king. If you go to Radhakund, there is a temple of Gopalji temple, Manipuri temple they say in Radhakund, right? And on the Parikrama path it comes. The sun rays, certain days, I forgot the complete detail, on certain days, the sun rays fall directly at the feet of Gopal. And the Lord Krishna came in the dream of that Manipuri king, and told him to give the temples to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, because they would manage properly. So that's why they gave both the temples, one temple in Navadvip and another temple in Manipur, like that. So that is, there is a lot of mention of so many other kings also. I will little bit say one very interesting story about Janmejaya Maharaj. Once Janmejaya Maharaj, Vyasamuni came to meet him. Janmejaya Maharaj told that, my dear Vasudev, you are such a great sage that you knew past, present and future. Past, present and future. You know that performance of Rajasya sacrifice leads to mass deaths, Marana Homam. You know, Maharaj Harishchandra performed, there were so many people that died. You know, Varuna performed, so many people got killed. You know, when you know all these things, why did you not stop Yudhishthir Maharaj from performing Rajasya sacrifice? Then Vyasadeva gave very interesting answer. You know, it will be very useful for us. Then he said that Pandavas have acted by the influence of Kala Prerita. Then he said, they did not ask me whether they should perform Rajasya sacrifice or not. So why should I tell them? Right? Why should I tell them? Then he said, Na samrambhanna charambhannavai stasyasi paurushe lekahi kalalikitaha sarvadha duratikrama. He said, beginning of a work and ending of a work, you know, it depends purusha prayatna. A human being can try, but it's very, very impossible to cross kala prabhav, you know, influence of time, right? So then he said, in very near future, I'm telling this, you know, many devotees, they consult astrologers and all, you know, what is the, I will tell. So in very near future, you are going to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Right? Indra, out of envy, will come and disturb. Right? So, when it happens, don't blame your wife, Brahmanas and Indra. It's all because of Kalprerita. It's all. Even though, and then you will be known, after you perform Ashwamedha Yajna, no other Ashwamedha Yajnas will be performed. You will be the last one. Like that. So, but still you will perform. Because even though you know that Indra is going to do, and you know, like that. Like that. So, Janmeja Maharaj became very disturbed. He said, what to do? Then after some time, you know, by the influence of time, he performed, started performing Ashwamedha Yajna. So, Ashwamedha Yajna, one of the vidhi is, the day before that, the queen of the kingdom has to sleep with that horse, which was kept killed, you know, dead body of the horse. Next to the dead body of the horse, she has to sleep. That is one of the vidhis. So when she was sleeping like that, Indra entered the horse and had sex with that queen. When Janmeja Maharaj came to know, he was, you know, very, very angry. And then he said, what nonsense you have done. Then he rejected all the brahmanas. What were you doing? It is because of your negligence only. You know, it is because of your negligence only all these things happened. Like that. He rejected, get out of my country. Then he chastised his wife that you became kulata. You know, you became unchaste. Get out of my palace. Like that. Then he cursed Indra. You know that from now onwards, you will not get, you know, oblations from Ashwamedha Yajna. Like that all. Then there is one Gandharva, you know, Vishwavasu. He said, my dear king, don't become angry. This is all influence of Kala, time. You know, please don't blame Indra and your wife and all. Like that. So, you performed 300 sacrifices with the help of these brahmanas. Now you are, you know, telling, you are angry with them. It's not proper. You know, then he said, Agni, Surya Kiran, and then Homa, you know, even if some Sudra touches, they don't become contaminated. In the same way, even a chaste woman, even though forcibly touched by some other man, she doesn't become contaminated. But actually, Indra only entered that horse, and then he combined with the Apsara, Urvasi, who entered the, you know, who took the form of your wife. Actually, your wife is not touched by Indra or anything. So she is very chaste. Don't worry. So like that, this Ashwamedha Yajna, you know, Janmeja Maharaj, they say that that was the last one. He could not actually successfully finish it. Like that. Then, but this is very important, that Vyasadeva says that even if you come to know about your future, you can't change it. That is the lesson we learn from this pastime of Janmeja Maharaj. Right? So, that is why Prabhupada said, don't bother about this astrology and all. Right? Of course, somebody does intense devotional service. There was a king of Kerala. He was a great believer in this astrology. Right? And they said, a snake will bite on your knee and then you will die. In such a day. But, you know, at that time, he was a very devotee of Guru Ayyarappan. Right? In the South India, they have you know, so many vahanas. Right? So once he was carrying Sesha Vahana, the Lord Guru Ayyarappan, on Sesha Vahana, you know, snake Vahana. And then this Maharaj, I think Vikram Varma, somebody, he was actually carrying that palanquin, Seshwahana, like that. And then it was over, that Muhurta came and went away and all that. And then he called all the astrologers and he chastised, "You are useless guys. You predicted such a day I will die. But I am alive. It's no snake and all." Then they said, "Maharaj, lift your dhoti." What? They saw, there is a bite mark of snake. Actually, snake came and bit you. But because you are carrying Seshavahana, Anantasesh took care of that poison and then you became all right. Right? That is why at that time that Guru Ayurappa temple was in dilapidated condition. Then he took the responsibility and built the temple and established many customs and like that. So if you are engaged in Krishna service, we can overcome the effect of Kala. Otherwise, Vyasadeva says, nobody can overcome the effect of Kala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I think no questions, I think, right? Huh? Yeah? Give the mic to him.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much. Till the time of Parikshit Maharaj, the entire world was under the governance of Hastinapur. Now, from what point did it disintegrate? From which king onward? Some mention is there?
It's there in 12th Canto Bhagavatam. Even Janmejaya Maharaj also, he was ruling the entire planet. At one point of time, some Sudra killed Kshatriya and then he became, the king. And from there onwards, finished. All the Varnashram Dharma and all finished. You read 12th Canto Bhagavatam, the list of kings are there, you will find out.
This Kshemaka, the last king, what was the name?
Yeah, Kshemaka.
He is still living or like he will...
Ho gaya. After that, some Sudra took over.
So the revival of the Kshatriyas in the next...
Devapi.
He is belonging to Moon Dynasty or Sun Dynasty?
Shantanu's brother. And then Surya Dynasty ka ek king hai na? I forgot. What is the name? He is also waiting somewhere in Gandhamadan Parvat. So both the kings, they will revive both the dynasties. Somebody asked Prabhupada always was saying, if all these people have so many nuclear weapons, one day they have to use, some mad fellow will come and use. And then if they use all these nuclear weapons, the entire atmosphere will get polluted. You know, after 40 years, Hiroshima, Nagasaki are still polluted. Then what will happen, Prabhupada? How they will have Satyuga, Golden Age and all that? Prabhupada said, don't worry. Demigods will come and clean the entire thing in half an hour. Right? Sometimes they say, world will come to end, this and that, nuclear weapon. Prabhupada said, rascals, coming to end of this world and all is in the hands of Krishna, not these rascals.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I have one comment on this. Before that, the Chitrangada told Babravahan, in near future, Arjuna may come in our presence. But when he comes, no matter what he says, you just apologize him and don't fight with him.
Really?
So Arjuna spoke so many ill names of Babravahana, but he kept quiet. But when he said, your mother is prostitute in chest, then he said, you fight with me and you will see either my mother is prostitute or she chest. So, one minute. Then actually it was the will of the providence it happens. And will of the providence.
Yeah.
And then Mother Ganges was given the curse that within 6 months Arjuna's head will be separated from the head, his body. So because of the curse also, it was took place.
Hare Krishna. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.